When it comes to filling out forms for a new passport, there isn't much room for personal expression. But under new guidelines, passports can now accommodate the bearer having a sex change. The federal government will allow gender-diverse Australians to be identified as their sex of choice, even if they haven't yet had a sex change surgery. When it comes to ticking the box on gender, there'll be a choice, M, F or X. Sarah Dingle reports.
Passports are supposed to facilitate travel. But if your appearance doesn't match your listed gender, Labor Senator Louise Pratt says they can be downright dangerous.
There have been very many cases of people who've been detained at airports by immigration in foreign countries simply because their passports don't reflect what they look like. It's very distressing, highly inconvenient and frankly sometimes dangerous.
In the past, Australians could only change their gender on their passports if they had had a sex change operation or were travelling in order to get one. Now the Department of Foreign Affairs has introduced new guidelines so that instead of surgery, all that's needed is a letter of support from a medical practitioner. Senator Pratt is the first member of federal parliament to have a transgendered partner who was born female but has transitioned to male.
If this is really pleasing for people like him, it now means, for example, that we can travel overseas without any problem.
With a letter of support, people can now list their sex as male, female or an indeterminate X, although the department warns this can cause problems when crossing some international borders. But passports, although important, are considered secondary documents of identification. The most important is the birth certificate, which comes under state law and in most states still can't be changed without accompanying surgery.
You know, having that little bit of paper, to some people it seems insignificant, but for us it is so important. It feels like the last missing piece of the jigsaw.
Connor Montgomery has undergone hormone treatment and now lives as a man. He welcomes the passport changes, but says the national right to alter a birth certificate has to follow. Senator Pratt says there is a need for national reform to allow birth certificate changes.
It is a very uneven regime right around the country in terms of people who can get their gender identity recognised in the state that they live in. And there's really, I think, a need for coordinated reform. I would certainly hope that in the review of the anti-discrimination laws, the consolidation of the acts that is happening at the moment, that both sexuality and gender come forward for recognition as grounds for discrimination.
And is that something that you believe your party will commit to?
I'm certainly pushing that way and I'm quite hopeful.
Labor Senator Louise Pratt ending Sarah Dingle's report.